Summer's peak pet adoption season in the United States, and a growing number of the dogs on offer come from Puerto Rico. Marisa Peñalosa visited the island and an adoption clinic near Washington, D.C.
It's a hot, muggy Sunday in the parking lot of a pet store in Rockville, Maryland. A couple hundred people walk around looking for a dog to take home. 10-year-old Dineas Campbell says she's finally found her match.
I've been looking since last year, and I was kind of at the start looking for a puppy until I realized how much work it was going
to
be.
Puppies need to be walked about 7 times a day. She says, no thanks. She tenderly holds 2-year-old Sherry. The small caramel-colored dog stares at Dineas with big eyes. The crowd is making the dog a little bit nervous.
Come here!
The rising fifth grader has done her homework and has her dog's schedule all figured out.
I really want to be the one who feeds her because if you feed the dog, then you're the god.
Wow, says Campbell when she learns her new dog came all the way from Puerto Rico. The adoption fee is $300 and includes canine airfare from San Juan. There are about 300,000 stray dogs on the island, according to the Humane Society. The event organizer, Lucky Dog Animal Rescue, brings in dogs from the Carolinas, Virginia, and Puerto Rico, where founder Mira Horowitz says the spay and neuter laws are especially lax.
And they don't have a culture of adoption the way that we have a culture of adoption, so we're able to find many of their dogs' homes very quickly.
My name is Michelle Cintron, and I work for Puerto Rico Alliance for Companion Animals.
This is what we call La Finca, the farm. There's about 45 animals here right now. All of them have been rescued. This is Beba. She's a really happy dog, and she's wagging her tail.
The farm is an animal shelter in Guaynabo, just north of the capital city of San Juan. It's a paradise of sorts for sapos, local slang for stray dogs. Here, they get medical care and lots of love before they're found a permanent home.
¿Qué pasó, mamá?
Suddenly, Cintron's arms erupt into a thick red rash.
I'm allergic to dogs, and I know it's a very hard thing to be allergic to when you're a dog rescuer.
No big deal, she says, while furiously scratching her arms. Michelle Cintron and others are working hard to change rooted attitudes about the treatment and adoption of dogs on the island. Poverty plays a role in those attitudes. Many people here have trouble covering their own needs, let alone paying for a pet's medical care and food. Cintron quickly gets emotional talking about what she describes as a promise that she makes to rescue dogs.
And that promise is you're going to be safe, you're going to be happy, sorry, and you're going to find a home.
Even if that new home is more than 1,500 miles away. Marisa Peñalosa, NPR News, Puerto Rico.